You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Bénédicte Pro reporting for you from the Cannes Film Festival. Today, I'm in front of the Old Port and I'm meeting French actor and new director Louis Garrel to talk about his first film behind as well as in front of the camera. It's called Two Friends, and it's one of the special screenings of the Critics Week. Two Friends, this is something that cannot be ignored, is the first feature-length effort by the son of the iconic avant-garde maestro Philippe Garrel, who's in The Shadow of Woman opened the director's fortnight of this 68th Cannes Film Festival. Good number, 68, for the Garrel clan, it seems. As could be expected from an experienced young actor as Louis is, someone who has been steeped in quality cinema since he was born, his first film is masterfully done. It's really well written. It was actually co-written by the excellent Christophe Honoré. It's delightfully filmed, edited, and it's full of film quotes, but it's never heavy on them. But most of all, despite all the meticulous work that is evidently behind this film, what is remarkable about this picture is that it is totally spontaneous, sincere, and refreshing. The story is about two inseparable friends, two clumsy, hopeless romantics called Abel and Clément, interpreted by Garrel and Vincent Macaigne, who stick together through pranks and shortcomings until they meet, and kidnap even, the rebellious but fun and sensual Mona, played by actress and Iranian exile Golshifteh Farahani. The three of them will share a crazy, thrilling and wonderful parenthesis of 2 days, during which the friendship between Abel and Clément will falter. However, throughout the film, even through the guy's grandiloquent breakup, the viewer is touched and laughs a lot too, for what is most graceful about this film is that it seriously never takes itself seriously. So, Louis, one might think of a Jules and Jim type situation, but the core of the film remains binary. It is not the love triangle, but the male friendship, or let's call it what it is, the bromance between Abel and Vincent.
The love triangle is so much seen, you know, it's like a style exercise. I said I want a style exercise, like two men and a girl. But I knew that maybe it's not so seen, like to see two guys, friends, who broke up like a couple. There was not so many films about this. And I wanted to make a movie about friendship, maybe the way I live friendship. You know.
It could be a little bit squalid. The story would be squalid. They have bad jobs, you're in Gare du Nord, which is like super squalid, everything, the prison. But there is so much love that it's you laugh all the time.
The story is simple, about people who have difficulties. I mean, the whole setup, comment tu dis, le décor?
What do
you say? Setup, not very glamour, but because I knew that the script was written as a comedy. So I needed this contrast, you know. I didn't want to make like a comedy about people integrate in society. I needed misfits to just explain and to show why they're so attached to feelings and to love. This is how they are related to the world. When you have nothing about just friendship and love, you're passionate because you know that this is the only thing that you have. You know.
What I loved about the movie is the way it represents how a little thing can change everything, and you can shift from tears to laughing and to tears again very, very subtly, and it's nothing really that can change everything, and you show this very well.
No, because they're ridiculous also. The two guys, they're ridiculous a little bit. So we had to change, you know, all the time. We had to cry and then laugh the second after, because they are kind of the sons of Laurel et Hardy, you know. There is a big guy and like a small guy. And I don't know, I knew that the movie was going to be ridiculous. I mean, we're going to take that two guys like, but they're fucking ridiculous. But at the end, I wanted, comment dire, je voulais les rendre attachants, tu sais.
You wanted them to become endearing.
And I knew that if I was going too much on the comedy or too much in the drama, you know, so I needed like a mix, like a DG. You have to mix, like when something was becoming sad, I knew that I had to change, like, you know, you change the song, you know, in a party to become not so loud and, you know. I read this, you know, this sentence in the Kundera book. What is deep, the légèreté or la gravité? How do you say that?
Gravity or lightness?
I said, I know that for that story it was the lightness. And I had to switch like a DG to catch the attention of the audience. But last night when we projected the movie, when I heard some laugh in the room, I was so, it was an orgasmic moment, you know, because I worked like in my room alone and, you know, writing the lines and everything. After that, we shoot the movie and after I edited like alone, I didn't know if it was working. And then suddenly when I heard the laugh at the right moment, I was so satisfied.
How is it to co-write with Christophe Honoré?
The movie is
based on the beginning of a play called Les Caprices de Marianne. It's a French, very classic play that I played when I was 15 years old. And then I said to Christophe, okay, let's take this argument, like two guys, one very poetic and the other cynical, and then, you know, he can't have like a date with the girl, and then he asks to his friend and everything. We start from there, and then we said, no, at the end of the play, the guy is killed. But I realized also that Jean Renoir, La Règle du Jeu, he took also this play in the beginning, you know. Because it's a good argument, you know. Even if it's classic, it's a good argument. And then with Christophe, we wrote some emails, and then we sent him emails, and he was writing scenes, and me too, and it was letters. We were sending letters to each other. It's good also to not write together, because it's very intimate, you know. Because, for example, the scene that I like, when they broke up, you know, in the room, I said, okay, write me a scene where a guy is said to another guy, I don't love you anymore. So he did it. Then I repassed, I put something very intimate about me, and we did a mix for this scene, you know. And then maybe it was the most difficult scene, because when we started to shoot, Vincent was telling, you know, the first time that I met you was so, I wanted to, I don't know, it was impossible, because it was embarrassing. And then suddenly, after 15 takes, Vincent started to cry a little bit, but for himself, not for me, I mean, the character. He was crying for himself, trying to control his tears. And there was something very, I don't know, I'm so happy what he did in that scene, because it's very emotional and not so embarrassing. It can be embarrassing, you know, to see a guy. But at the end, it was cool. And thanks to Christophe also.
Was it your intention since the beginning to direct yourself, to also be in the movie?
Yes, since the beginning, I mean, most of the difficulty is big, most of the pleasure is big also. It was difficult but funny. I think it was more difficult for the actors, because sometimes, you know, when we were playing, I was like judging them. So sometimes they were telling me, like, please be the director and be your job of director, but stop to judge me. But for me, I mean, it's a way to concentrate also my crew, because they feel compassion for me. So they were very concentrated with me, because I was playing, directing, and then they were, you know, trying to take every details to tell me after the take, you know, mm-hmm. to tell me this was not working, this was working and everything. But since the beginning, because I directed like a short movie, like to try to do it before with the same actors, and then I saw that there is a kind of a pleasure to direct myself. So it's something that I want to do again.
Did you write the parts of Clément and Mona for Vincent Macaigne and Gauchif de Farani specifically?
Yes, because I know them very well. I know Vincent for 15 years. So it's like, I know the sound of his piano, you know. When he comes on the set, I know when the piano sounds that good. So I know, said, you know, I know your piano, like, give me a good piano. Take back your intelligence, forget your humor, and the same thing for Gauchif. I mean, it's a luxury to work with people that you know, because you see the first second if they're not well tuned. I think the director is a piano tuner.
Was everything rehearsed a lot, prepared a lot? Because there's so much spontaneity, you want to lose that. You have some looks that's so full of love. I don't know if you can do that 50 times in a row. How many times did you do the scenes? How much did you rehearse?
I rehearsed a lot with the actors. For example, the scene when we take her out of the train, you know, we had only one train, because it's too expensive to have two trains. So we had one train, and I knew they were pissed off with me, but I said, I want to rehearse the lines, because I knew that we're going to be in the train station. It's going to be like a little bit dangerous. It was dangerous also. So we have to repeat. They were like, no, Louis, we did it so many times. I said, no, let's again. And then because I knew that the stress and everything was, there was only one take, and it was in the movie. So, and also because I like the idea of when you make a movie, you want that the actors, you know, that, I mean, it's not only my movie. It's their movie. I love the way they take the movie for them also. So, you know, I force them to repeat, to rehearse, to tell something about them, to put them in the movie, you know, like to put a mask, of course, because I love the idea of putting a mask and to play a character, but put something about their soul or, you know, something. Mm-hmm. You know, my movie is like a small diary that I wrote, you know, with them.
What was the thing, the scenes maybe, that you felt were trickiest, that you were most worried about?
For example, the May 68 scenes, you know, so you have to imagine that we've shot for 15 hours, you know, so I was playing in that, I had like 80 people to direct, to say, okay, you are going to do this, the camera, the sound engineer, I had to play in the route, so it was very, very stressful. I mean, the day when I arrived on the studio, I saw this whole mess in the afternoon, I said, okay, I have to do this in 9, and I thought that I'm not going to do it, because it was so difficult, you know, to organize, to say, because you have to do everything a little bit in the beginning. You have to give directions to people, you know, to organize all the lights, the camera, and then I knew that I'm going to be in the plane, and I didn't want to make this quote, because it's a quote about cinema in the cinema, you know, and I didn't want to make ridiculous this quote. I mean, the cinema is something for me that I love very much. I did that scene because, like, a quote of my experience as an actor in two movies about May 68. So I wanted something not realistic, but important, you know? Mm-hmm. And at the end, at 4 o'clock in the morning, we did, you know, the suicide attempt, you know? The knife was not working, the thing, the blood was not working, so the rain was coming, so I was worried when I go back home at 7 o'clock in the morning with the sun coming. I said, did I fail this fucking thing?
There's a scene I love there, the church scene. It starts somewhat seriously, poetically, and then swerves to the irreverent side, becoming maybe one of the most sensual scenes there in front of the altar.
I'm a friend of Jean-Claude Carrière, and I said to Jean-Claude, I have this problem with the scene with two, I don't know, I need a contrast, I don't know what to do, can you change something? He said, okay, when you have a problem like this, when two people are talking and then you find it's a bit flat, put someone else who is listening to. And then I said, okay, we're going to put this lady who is praying, and then she's going to leave after the end. And last night, when I saw the scene, I mean, she starts, you know, we're going to make love and everything. And then when the lady is leaving, I mean, everybody was laughing. It's like Jean-Claude Carrière. It's like Jean-Claude Carrière was at home, like, palating the laughing, you know. It was so exactly what we were talking about, like, to change, like, in a second, you know.
That was actor Louis Garrel talking about his first feature as a director, Two Friends.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.